Hello everybody and happy new year. Welcome to 2019. So, excuse my husky voice. I have a bit of a 24-hour cold clearing out through my system. It's Chinese medicine says we should have a cold every season to clear out the tubes. And certainly, I feel like I'm doing that. So, starting off 2019 for me with a clear out, and I fell over today in the supermarket, but they gave me my groceries for free. Bless them, probably worried about me suing them. So with every cloud, there is a silver lining. I was laughing, lying on the floor, and this more elderly lady than me, shall I say, came to try and help pick me up, and I was like, oh, bless you, I might pull you over. It's just like, but thank God it wasn't her that came around that corner and stood on whatever it was on the floor. You know, at least I have the tools to sort myself out. So it's a bit bruised, but feeling good. So very entertaining start to the year and the day. So 2019, it's I was talking previously about this being like, really feels like a year of organization this year, and we're moving into the 3 years, so we're negotiating, we're trying to work out what to do. And from feedback I've been getting, listening to other people and sitting with myself, very much at the moment it feels like it's a time, you know, as we're in this winter energy, to go inwards and not actually make too many decisions. Normally at this time of the year, you know, my first couple of days back at work, I put my planner on the wall and I start to plan out exactly what I'm going to do, when I want to run things, what courses I want to create, and well, at least kind of start to map all of that out. Plan when I'm going on holiday, you know, and start to chunk the year down a little bit. And I sat to start doing that yesterday, and very much I went, do you know what? I don't think it's set in stone yet. It does feel like things are a little up in the air at the moment, and I've certainly been hearing from people that it may be mid-February before things start to come together. And for each of us, we're going to be moving into this year from a different perspective, from a different resonance energetically. And so all of us are going to go through some kind of period of inwardness before we can start to plan. That does seem to feel what's coming through to me very clearly. So as I've been sitting with my intuition and through meditating, it does feel like at the moment for most people, and you know, this will be different for all of us, we're going to go through this period at different times and it'll be a slightly different length, but it does feel it might be mid-February before we can really start to plan out the year, which is kind of interesting. So it's like things are on hold, plans are on hold a lot at the moment. So I don't know if that resonates with you, whether you're feeling the same. It's like, well, I want to do something in May, but I don't know what it is yet. And that's fine. You know, I'm kind of putting like thoughts out there, and my intuition's like, keep staring at May. It's like, I want to do something in May, but I have no idea what it is. So so it's going to be exciting to see what comes up. So I'm excited about the year, even though I have no idea what I'm doing. Things definitely feel a little bit up in the air. I know exactly what I'm doing until the end of March, and then nothing is planned, which is kind of bizarre. For me, normally I have everything mapped out at least a year ahead. So I'm going with the flow, just following my intuition and, you know, like my inner sat nav, my inner guidance as to what I'm doing. And at the moment, that feels good. So I know something's happening in May. I know I will start my group sessions again in March. I always start my group sessions every March around the spring equinox, the nearest Monday to the spring equinox, or well, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. And I love my group sessions, and I am changing them about a bit for next year, so I'm excited about that. That's one thing that has been really kind of forming over the last couple of months, is what I want to do with that going forward. But that may still change before March, and that's the thing. It's like just going with the flow and just seeing what's coming up and how that wants to come together is quite interesting. So if you don't know, I'm fascinated by group work. So as a healer, I do one-on-one healings, mainly remote distance. So I have clients all around the world. I don't tend to see people so much anymore, which has been like the last year dramatically. I've just basically closed all my face-to-face clinics. And that's been quite refreshing. If you want to come and see me, you can come to Brighton in the UK. I do occasionally do a few hours here. And when I'm teaching, I quite often end up doing sessions in a room. But I'm just following how the energy of my business wants to go and how the feedback I get from my clients, you know, what they like. And although I miss having physical hugs with people, generally people seem to enjoy their distance sessions because they're more convenient, time-saving, and they can just listen to them when they have time and when they want to. Be that at the end of the day, lying in bed, relaxing, or when they get home from work with a cup of tea. Everyone has their particular kind of time when they sit and listen to the session. And mainly the sessions run as you listen to them. That's how I set them up. So I've been doing remote sessions for, I've been in clinic for 10 years, so probably a good 9-8 years consistently working in that way. Nine years really. And over that now, and I love it. But a few years ago I had this kick that I wanted to do more group work. So as human beings, we have a common experience, we have common issues and things that we go through in life, and for me there's a lot of blocks that we have that are quite familiar to all of us. And so exploring those kind of common themes which underpin what's blocking our intuition in so many ways, and that's why I want to talk about it here. It's amazing how I've seen over the years, one-on-one clients, they come to a course with me and their name will come out of the hat for a session in a classroom full of people. And I'm like, why is your name coming up when you only had a session with me last week? Or the week before that? You know, out of all the people in the room, why are you coming out of the hat in a group setting? And quite often what comes up, I get a sense that we wouldn't be able to hold the energy for that session if it was just me and them. We needed the group dynamic. We needed that number of observers observing and holding the space for that session, for that person in particular, for things to shift. And so, excuse me, I've been sitting with this, and it is almost like there's a different flavour to sessions in a group setting than there are like one-on-one. I mean, the beauty of having a session with someone is, you know, with me, is that I can observe for you. So I can see things that you can't see. But when you've got multiple people, sometimes hundreds of people I've had on my group sessions, you've got all of those people holding the space for each other. So kind of supporting each other throughout the whole year and through that session. And it's quite phenomenal, the differences of what comes up, how things come together, and how we can clear out very common themes, but in a specific way for each of us. So, for example, you know, we may go back to clearing fear around a particular theme, like fear of speaking up in public. Now, what underpins that fear could be different for all of us. So we can look at those nuances for each one of us, and yet we're looking at it collectively. So there will be themes and particular incidents that many of us have had a flavour of, and you know, we can hold the space for each other clearing that, but the specifics of what each of us needs to specifically clear on that topic could be slightly different, and I can hold the space for that. So it can kind of, every session feels like it's just for you, but it is the group energy, and you've got all of that support and all those observers holding the space for you as much as you are for all of them. So I love the group work. I think it's absolutely fascinating. And until now, I've been doing like one session every month for the group sessions, but definitely from this year, it feels like there needs to be two a month. So they may be slightly shorter, but it does feel like it wants to kind of increase kind of the momentum a little bit of shifting. Maybe everyone's ready to take on more and work through more stuff. And the beauty of them is that, you know, whatever modalities you're receiving, whatever healing work and self-development you're doing, you know, if that session's with me or anyone else, it will integrate into it. So your body and mind always knows what's going on and what you can handle, and it will shift as much as it can, you know, given your circumstances and the support that you have in life. So it really feels like things are stepping up a little bit. And I'm really getting tingles talking about this. It's like people can deal with more. There's a real push this year for people to clear more and more, to do some deeper work, to really clear out the clutter in the body mind. And, you know, for me, everything is about people stepping into their potential. And for me, that's having your intuition as your best friend, having a good, healthy body mind, and a flexible body able to carry you through life. That's the ideal, and that's what I want to get everyone to. And yeah, it just feels like there's momentum building for this year in terms of us doing more. And we can do more with less. So, you know, it may be that the sessions are shorter, but there's going to be, you know, instead of having one a month, there's going to be at least two sessions every month. And I want to do more meditation involved in that as well, so that we're really holding the space for each other with that group dynamic, and really make the most out of it. So getting everyone together to meditate, like have meditation parties, and just, you know, being sitting together in silence is going to be huge. I've been wanting to do that face-to-face for the last year, and I just haven't found the right venue. And I went, oh, it's not in person, it's going to be online. And that feels so good. So I'm adding that in as well. And there's probably going to be other things, and whatever's happening in May will probably get thrown in. I mean, it's going to be a big juicy bucket of healing coming your way for anyone joining in with the group sessions this year. So keep your eyes out for that if you're interested. So 25th of March, we will start that. So I have a couple of sessions left, three in fact, two for the last year's round. So I'd be sad to see that energy of that group coming to an end, but they'll probably all move and stay with them. Most people that join my group sessions carry on with them. Been running them for about 3-4 years now, I think. So yeah, it's kind of beautiful, and it's interesting to see how that evolves. And the feedback I get from people is just phenomenal. So I love working in that way, and it's such a beautiful way of working. And because I've got lots of people joining in, I don't have to charge very much for my time for doing that, but it's like all year long I'm holding that space for everybody, and that does add to my workload and my nervous system. So there has to be an exchange for that, but I do love working in that way. So hoping this year I can reach more people in terms of that group work, in terms of that group dynamic, because, you know, for a small fee, people can get some phenomenal work done over the space of the year and have resources that they can come back to time and time again for the rest of their life in terms of those sessions, because we can listen to them multiple times and come back to them when we're in a different space. When we do, we'll take something different from it. And over time, as more people join in with them, there's more people holding that space. It really is a phenomenal way of working, and I get so excited about it. I really want to be able to reach thousands of people and really build that energy and give everybody the best experience they can through, you know, building the numbers on that. So if you know anyone interested, you can sign up on my website, eloiseansell.com. There must be somewhere on there you can sign up to leave your contact details, and I will email everyone out when the next round starts. So I'm really, that's what I'm most excited about with this year. And, you know, it may be that there's a theme around the sessions, I don't know. But everything's always about clearing all the blocks to help the intuition. So if that interests you, come and join in with the fun. So, didn't know I was going to end up talking about that today. Always just follow my intuition with these little weekly rants. So I'm excited for the group sessions this year. And if any of you are on them or you've taken part and you keep asking everyone for feedback, if you've got any thoughts, please, please, please send them in. So sending you lots of love. Have a great week. And I will catch up with you next week. Okay, lots of love. Bye.